News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Let's talk about the war in the Middle East. US President Donald Trump has said that Iran wants to make a deal so badly after the country rejected their ceasefire plan that was backed by the US administration. And then Tehran has put out its own version for peace, which is completely the opposite of what the Americans are talking about. So therefore, we have to assume both sides are talking out of their proverbials. Dominic Wycorn is the Sky News International Affairs editor. He's with us now. Good morning, Dominic.
Good morning.
Let's talk about what Trump is saying, first of all. I mean, what is Trump saying?
Well, Trump is saying, and it's hard to work out, isn't it? Because he kind of changes his tune every day, as an American analyst I spoke to. So he's all over the parking lot. So whatever he says one day, he often contradicts the next day. But what he's saying is that he has, and his team have put together a 15-point plan that he hopes the Iranians will bite on. And he says the Iranians are desperate to do a deal. Having been in Tehran last week, my sense is they're not desperate to do a deal. I think they feel that they have the upper hand in this war, which is something that Sir Alex Younger, for MI6 British spy chief, said a couple of days ago, particularly because of their stranglehold on the Strait of Hormuz. And they feel they're able to dictate terms. And what they want is guarantees that this won't happen again. They feel that they've been ambushed by the Americans twice now, who've used diplomacy, they say, to as a cover, really, to sort of build up military preparations. They're not prepared to fall for that again. And they also want to have sanctions lifted, to be able to keep their nuclear program. And they want compensation for the war. So at the moment, if there is a diplomatic process, it's hard to say exactly if there is. There's a massive chasm between the two sides.
Donald Trump, interestingly, because he's, as we say, he's been all over the parking lot. He said the US had no choice but to go to war here. That's blatantly untrue. They had a choice not to go to war, but the widespread suspicions they were bounced into it by Israel. Is that the one thing he's absolutely terrified to admit?
I think so, because I think that does a lot of harm to him, particularly in his base, in the Make America Great Again MAGA base. You have those who are explicitly anti-Israel, like Tucker Carlson and others on that side of things, who are pushing forward this idea that he was effectively sort of misled into a war with Iran. I don't think that's a fair characterization. I think he was persuaded by the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that he could be the president who brought down the Ayatollahs. I think that appealed to his ego. And then I think once he was presented with an opportunity to pursue that, when the Israelis said, we know there's going to be a meeting with the Ayatollah Khamenei in it, and we're going to attack them, then he decided to go all in. I think his problem is that, you know, he's been perceived that way. And support for this war, which was unpopular from the beginning, and undoubtedly was a war of choice. It's something the Americans didn't have to do at all. That popularity is ebbing away further. And obviously the big problem for him is he's got the midterm elections coming up in November. Some speculation as to whether he might use this as an emergency to cancel them, which would be an unprecedented move. But if they do happen, it looks like he's in deep political trouble because of this conflict.
The face for Iran of this war has turned out to be their Minister for Foreign Affairs, Abbas Araghchi. And it turns out now that he too was on the kill list for Israel in particular, and by default the United States. And Pakistan had to go, well, hang on, if he killed this guy, we're not going to have anyone to talk to, so please don't kill him.
Yeah, that does seem to be the case. So certainly there are reports claiming that, fairly well source reports in Pakistan. Said Abbas Araghchi is someone who was educated in Canterbury. He did Marxist studies in Canterbury in Kent in England. He speaks very good English. I've met him a few times. I interviewed him last January. He's a very clever, rather wily operator. He's interestingly got a sort of TikTok following as well. There's been this weird sort of effort on TikTok to sort of characterize him as a rather sort of clever fellow with different sort of cartoons about him. And he is someone that the Americans could do business with. We went back to the foreign ministry, not to speak to him, but to deputy foreign minister at the start of our week there. And then we went back again to talk to the spokesman. Now, the foreign ministry is one of the few government buildings that's not been hit by Israeli and American bombs. So we felt, you know, fairly safe going there. Slightly sort of, I guess, worried by that report that he actually could have been a target. But yeah, I think if he is the figure, then he's someone that, you know, Americans could do business with. He's not actually the Delcy Rodriguez figure that in Venezuela was the vice president and was able to kind of deliver Venezuela. He's not powerful enough for that. But I think, yeah, he's an important figure in the government. And if there is going to be a diplomatic process, you know, he's a way to that. But he's a very clever man. They are very clever negotiators, the Iranians. As I said, they feel they have the upper hand. And they are going to really squeeze the Americans if this comes to a diplomatic process that delivers something. And the problem for Donald Trump is he either walks away and leaves the Strait of Hormuz in the hands of the Iranians, able to close it whenever they want, or that's quits, or he doubles down. And I think the prospects for that are very uncertain. You know, if the Americans get drawn into a ground war against an enemy who's basically invented asymmetric warfare and done enormous damage to the Americans across the Middle East for decades doing so, then I think we're looking at a very difficult and perilous prospect for the American military.
But then you try to make sense of the fact that thousands of Marines who are combat fighters are pouring into the region. They're not going for a holiday. The question is it already determined by Trump and his allies? They're going to have to do some kind of ground offensive if the Iranians keep the strait closed and the markets and oil prices where they are.
Right. And I think we're all scratching our heads and trying to second guess the American president, because you say, as you, we've got thousands of American Marines going there. We've got amphibious assault vessels. We've got actually a lot of soldiers flying there and not sort of going there by boat, but flying there, some of them in civilian airlines. And those who know what they're doing are kind of tracking them. So that there is a build-up of military assets that could be used in some kind of ground assault. But I think most military experts say it's nowhere near what you would need if you wanted to secure the Strait of Hormuz, which would literally mean taking the islands and the kind of shoreline on the mainland of Iran. And if you wanted to take Karg Island as well, that important oil refinery installation further west of there, you're going to need a lot more than that. So I think, you know, Donald Trump is a dice roller. I don't think he's fully decided what he's going to do. I think he's bought himself some time by delaying that kind of ultimatum he gave the Iranians, saying that he'd hit their power plants if they didn't open up Strait of Hormuz. I think he's keeping it in reserve. And I think also he's a negotiator. He believes that he's the great master of the art of the deal. You know, skeptics would say he's not as great at that as he thinks he is. But he's using that. His plan is to use that as leverage. And the Iranians actually are saying, bring it on. They're saying, we've prepared for this war for years. They said that to us in Tehran last week. And on social media, they've been saying the same thing, that they are preparing the sort of mother of all receptions for the American military should they dare to land on their soil.
Dominic, we will continue to watch agog as matters play out in Washington and in the Middle East. Dominic Waghorn, Sky News International Affairs Editor, thanks very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.